you know, whatever it is that's easiest, that's the road that we want to take. Whereas if our why is strong enough, it doesn't matter what road it is, we're going to get there because we have a reason to get there. And so when it came for personal change and overcoming the destructive patterns in my personal life, my why was, I don't want to pass on the garbage to the next generation. I don't want to live in a life of alcoholism and self-destruction. I don't want to be caught in the clutches of pornography. I don't want to be an addict and just literally spend my money away to other things and other organizations that are going to bring me destruction. I want to pass on a wonderful legacy to my kids. I want to pass on the blessings of God to the next generation. And in order to do that, I discovered my why, and therefore how to became something very simple. And so I began to partner with God, and it was that power, the power of God literally in my life, coupled and literally bonded to the why that gave me the energy to work through the how to make those changes. So for any... go ahead.
It's, you know, it's funny because, of course, you set it up. You said, in all this time that I lost the weight, nobody asked me why. I do not want to be one of those people and continue with the pattern. So why?
Exactly.
Why did you lose it? And see, it pales in comparison to the, you know, the why, like the why of really the essence of what it represented to you. You know, a lot of people, I think, feel that when you have an action, it's, you know, it's the results that will put you in a, that will show everyone the why. But in your
exactly.
case, you know, the why was so much bigger than just the fact of losing weight, because it wasn't just about losing weight. It was about, you know, a lot of other things. And I really feel that, I mean, your message just speaks so loudly in today's time, because a lot of people are really, really confused and, you know, are lost. And in the fear of spirituality, and the fear of God, and the fear of, you know, of society, they are failing to really engage and embrace the God-given purpose for their essence. And for me, when listening to you, you know, when we look at you, when we listen to you, you're coming as a very strong speaker, as a very strong person. You know, your education level, your knowledge, like you say, the how-to is beautiful, but it's really the why. What gives you the force to stand up there and to go through life sharing this message with people? You know, and it comes from also your past, you know, what God, the opportunity you had to live the life that you did that allowed you to see the light with when you embrace God into your life.
Absolutely. And let me just touch base real quick on the why I did lose the weight, because that I think will give a really good, it's an excellent example. And I use weight as an example because it's something that's concrete. When it comes to spiritual transformation, that is a much more abstract concept. When it comes to things like, you know, giving your heart to Christ, when it comes to things of that nature, even though, you know, we have a way of defining those things, it's not as concrete as weight loss. You get on the scale, you weigh less than you did yesterday, very concrete, it's mathematical. And so I like to give that as an example that'll help people see how necessary the why is when it comes to spiritual transformation or emotional transformation or really making a strong commitment to Christ. And the why behind why I lost the weight is because, you know, I walked into the doctor's office. I was 27. My blood pressure was 160 over 90. My cholesterol was approaching 300. And the doctor said, listen, friend, if you want to see 40 years of age, you've got to lose some weight, start exercising every day, and stop treating your body like a trash can. If not, you're not going to see the light of day after your 40th birthday. Well, all of a sudden I discovered a why. I want to live. I don't want to die. And it was that breakthrough in my mind of realizing how important it is to treasure the life that God has given me and to not disregard it. And I discovered that why. I wanted to see my kids grow old. I wanted to see them graduate from high school. I wanted to see my grandkids and so forth and so on. That was a why for me to get my act together. Unless I were to do those things, I would have never seen my kids graduate from high school. I would never see my grandkids. And so that why became very strong for me. Well, when it comes to spiritual matters, hey, if you want to see heaven, You have to have a why big enough that's going to get you there if you want to see heaven. If you want to turn your life around so that you're no longer caught in the clutches of the destructive patterns that have been plaguing your life or your family, you don't want to pass that on to the next generation, that's a big enough why to stop drinking or to stop the crazy behavior that you're embracing. So those are that's really a concrete example of why I lost the weight, why I made a decision to follow Christ, to change my life, and to give God lordship over my life so that I don't continue in the crazy behavior. It wasn't just an issue of, hey, I'm kind of struggling with alcoholism and I'm trying to figure out a way to stop. No, find a why that's big enough and hold on to that why, and that will carry you through the how-to.
That's strong. That's powerful. Now, when you went, I have these images because you're definitely speaking in stories, and all of these images rise with your journey. Can you share that there's a story that you spoke of with your mom when something happened with your mom where you found yourself kind of a role reversal? And that will give the listeners a bit of, the hardship that you've had, the real-life situation and the patterns that were there before you took on the new journey of discovering God in your life. Could you share that a bit of that story?
Absolutely. It was when I was in high school, my mom had suffered significantly with the vice of alcoholism, and she struggled. She struggled day in and day out. And I know she wanted to do the best thing, but she felt very lonely. And many times in alcoholic homes, what happens is the children become the parents because the parents have become like children because they're too busy drinking. And so she was consuming a hefty amount of alcohol, specifically wine, every night. And one night she was listening to music rather loudly. It was about 11 o'clock at night. I had a test the next day, so I got out of my bedroom and I went in and I asked her to turn off the music. And in a rage, she basically tossed me out of the house and said, you got to get my house. Everybody come back, and the neighbor's lights were turning on, and people are coming out of their porch and watching this scandal develop as I was leaving the house with just the clothes on my back, and wound up at a Winchell's Donut at about 4 o'clock in the morning and spent the rest of the night in my car, drove back to pick up whatever it was at 8 o'clock in the morning before my classes. And she looked at me, and when I knocked on the door and said, "What are you doing here?" And she didn't remember anything that had took place the night before. Hmm. And that happens time and time again in so many houses where there is this kind of dysfunction and alcoholism. The parents, basically, I don't want to say they black out, but they just don't remember a lot of the things that happened once they've been dealing with their drinking and so forth. And really, the kids are the ones who pay that price. And it was that kind of episode, it was that kind of scenario that made me think, Sandra, that I did not want to repeat that pattern. I didn't want to pass it on to the next generation. I can't imagine today my three daughters, who I love so much, they're the very princesses of my life, and my wife, with the four women that I live with, I can't imagine any one of those girls having to deal or go through that. It would be a nightmare in my mind to put them through something like that. And I know that's why most, if not all, parents really feel that way in their heart. They want the very best for their kids. So for the listener who's sort of struggling right now, why not make the decision? Why not make the decision to partner with God and to stop the crazy behavior so that you don't pass this on to your kids, that you can live a great legacy, and that the people and the kids and the generations that follow you will call you blessed? The only way to do that is by partnering with God and making Him Lord and taking on the mind of Christ. And in doing so, I can virtually guarantee you that your life will never be the same. It'll be revolutionized, and you will see the blessings of God upon your life and upon your kids, which is what we all want.
Yeah, I mean, you have definitely been living that since you walked into that church. And you saw something new in your life, and you took a new direction. Now, why is it that you particularly feel the people that you serve a lot of Latin America, you live out in Costa Rica, why this particular ethnic group?
You know, I really don't know. It's kind of ironic because I'm half Lebanese, but I don't speak any Arab.
Mm-hmm.
I don't speak any Arabic at all. I ate the food when I was growing up because of my grandmother. But for the most part, I guess growing up in Southern California, the family that sort of introduced me to Christ was a Hispanic family. They were born and raised in the U.S., so they're basically Spanish is not their first language. And I'd have to say that it's probably that connection right there, that Hispanic family that invited me to church, literally, I think, opened the door for me in terms of a burden on my heart to go back into Latin America as an evangelist, as a missionary to reach those people. And you know what? They're some of the finest people on the face of the planet. Some of those wonderful, kind-hearted, humble, hardworking, genuine people on the face of the planet. And I think if there's a place anywhere on the face of the planet where God is doing phenomenal, miraculous things, it's literally in Latin America.
In Latin America. I am Spanish from Colombia, and I've been to Costa Rica, and you shared that story about how you were able to lead this crusade with, you know, through the message that you received of going into this the TV station and to impact. And that just shares the magic of what it is to, when you say partnering with God, you know, how God makes things possible, makes the impossible. What we as a human form would say, oh, no, I could never do this. I could never have the money. I could never talk to that person. You know, I could never, like for me, I could never have this show. I didn't believe in that. I believe in the fact that God has gifted me with the ability to speak and to say, you know, to carry on his message in the best way that I, Sandra, don't know how, the same as you, as Jason Friend, you know, he equipped you, but you also have to believe. You have to step up in faith, believing that he was going to pave your way. So can you share that story? Because that story also is so powerful.
Well, yeah, thank you. I appreciate that very much. And I'm not sure how much time we have left on the program.
I will say this.
I think it's important that everybody hear this element that is so important. I was on WPAZ, which is a Montgomery, Alabama station, and one of the hosts there was interviewing me on my book, Power to Change, and they were asking me, you know, where you can get it, and, you know, I told them the different places it's available and so forth and so on, and what a great opportunity it is for people to pick up the book, according to this host. He said, I'd read it. He says, I highly recommend it. He said, but Jason, I want to tell you something. He said, I've studied the Quran. I've studied the Bible, and he mentioned one other religious book. He said, do you know what word does not appear in the Quran or in the Bible or this other religious book? I said, no, what? He said, the word luck. I said, excuse me? He said, yeah, the word luck. Luck. It does not appear in any of those books. So I immediately got on my Bible into the concordance, and I looked in Spanish and English. I looked in the Reina Valera Actualizada. I looked in the 1960 version of the King James Version in Spanish and English, the NIV, the NIV in Spanish as well. And can you believe that there is no such word that exists in the Bible or the Quran or any other religious literature? And when I discovered that, I realized that God doesn't believe that we should be hoping in luck for change. We should be planning on the power of God. We don't believe in luck. We believe in the power of God. That's what we believe in. It's not by chance. It's not by chance that people are listening to this program right now. It's not by chance. It's not by luck. It's, or suerte, as we would say in Spanish. It's because of the power of God. It's because of God's divine appointment that he has. And it's by those divine appointments and those open doors that he opens for us, if we're agreeing to partner with him, that opens a door for us to walk into the Channel 7s of Costa Rica, who, you know, I felt this impression that I need to go in there and request 5 commercial spots. I felt like, you know, the Lord had spoken to me. He says, I want you to go in there and ask for 5 commercial spots, announcing the crusade so that we can increase attendance and so that more people will hear. And I thought I was crazy. I thought it was the pizza that I ate the night before. But sure enough, I made the made an appointment, and I sent in a fax and requested the audience 15 minutes with the owner, and she had agreed, and I went in there, and I was as nervous as all get out. I mean, you can't imagine. My blood pressure was probably 300 over 150, but there I was. I sat in there because I don't believe in luck. I believe in the power of God. I believe in God's divine appointments. So as the meeting began to start, and we were sitting in this lush conference room with just a wonderful setting of wingback chairs and everything else, can you imagine that as that door opened and every Italian suit of every executive walked through that door and they almost walked in unison, walked around the outer perimeter of the table and sat down and almost in harmony. And you could smell the leather. You could smell the leather from those leather wingback chairs and just the plush conference room and such a deluxe place to be in for a place in Central America, one of the nicest places there is in that country. And it's the number one media. Channel 7 is the CNN affiliate there in Costa Rica. So I was waiting, and finally the door opens, and the owner comes in, and she says, "What can I do for you, young man?" It was a 75-year-old lady sat down right across from me. You know, the Lord says, "You just tell her we want 5 commercial spots announcing each crusade every day for the foreseeable future, free of charge." And I thought, man, I'm going to get out. This will be the quickest meeting in the history of Central America. This thing is over as soon as I open my mouth. But as soon as I opened my mouth and I said, you know, I believe God loves these people. He's got a plan for their life. He wants to help the drug addict, the prostitute, and the gang member. And we need your help to help us by giving these spots to us free of charge for the foreseeable future. She looked at me as if, that's all you came in here for? Well, sure, absolutely. I mean, it was as though, you know, she turned out to be a charismatic Catholic. And I discovered that God has agents in high places all around the world ready at the drop of a dime to partner with people who have something, who have a message, and who are moving and operating in under God's direction. And so I don't believe in luck. I believe in the power of God. And I think anyone who dares to do the same will experience great breakthroughs in this life.
No, Jason, that was the message. That was right there. You know, I mean, the power of God, the power. I say power to be used simply because I know that God has gifted me with the power to believe in myself for his cause. And
that's right.
Like you said, you know, it's not coincidence that you and I are here. It's not coincidence that this morning I awoke and it was like God urged me out of bed, call Jason, you know, do this show right here live from California. And obviously we're only going to do 30 minutes because both you and I are out there in the seminar. But I just like to give also the audience your website, your, you know, how can they get your book, and then how can they partner up with you and listen to you. You're just a dynamic speaker, and your message is just a worldwide message, and it impacts, you know, it will impact everyone that has heard you, and it will impact everyone to come, because you definitely are, you know, God has you there for that purpose. So I'm just blessed and honored to have brought you on. But can you please give them your information?
Well, thank you so much, Sandra. I really appreciate the invitation. I consider it an honor to be on your program and to be able to share with your wonderful listeners. And, you know, for everyone who can come to our website, my website is where you can acquire the book. There's two places you can get it. First place is the website, which is very simple. It's F as in Foxtrot, R as in Romeo, E as in Echo, N as in November, N as in November. That's FRENN. That's my last name, Jason Friend, FRENN.org. And that's how you can get, just go to the bookstore, and every one of your listeners who comes to our website and gets a copy of the book, Power to Change, or the book, Poder para Cambiar, because it's available in Spanish as well, we're going to send you a free teaching CD that goes along with that. Now, the teaching CD will have two tracks on it. It'll have an English track and a Spanish track. So for everyone who comes, they'll get that free teaching CD. Or you can get it at Amazon.com. Either one.
Okay.
Because I wanted to give your listeners a free teaching CD, that's where I can't do that through Amazon, but I can do that through our website. And so it's friend.org.
Excellent.
And the other thing is, I also wanted to mention, there are podcasts on our website, so you can tune in for free. Or if you want, every day, Monday through Friday, 4:30 Eastern Standard Time to 5 o'clock, or if you're on the West Coast, it's 1:30 to 2, it's live every day.
just go to nuevavida.com. And that's our program called Por Fin Soy Libre. It's all in Spanish.
Which means finally I'm free. But it's an evangelistic program,
just like one like Billy Graham. No solicitation,
no funds. It's just testimony, sharing with an invitation. So if you have friends or loved ones out there who are disconnected from God in Spanish and they need help, it's a wonderful program to help them with. They won't be solicited or anything else. It's just to help people. So there you have it.
I would definitely pass that out because where I am in West Palm Beach, I live with a lot in a community that has a lot of immigrants, migrant workers, and where the children are in report to their parents, you know, and the struggle that the parents are going through just to make ends meet, and the kids are being left alone. I'm coming up to meeting a lot of children who are lost, who don't know what to do, who are don't have family members here, who just truly struggle. And, you know, it's that what you mentioned, the patterns of destruction and how we can intercede and help. And definitely, I think this is great, and I love having you. You know, I'm excited about the future. I'm excited about, you know, knowing, seeing what you're doing, your growth, and just how far you're going to be reaching so many people with the gifts that God's giving you. So, Jason, thank you so much. It's been, an amazing pleasure. Okay, power to
I
you.
I deeply appreciate it.
You say powertochange.net. That's you, right?
Power, the number 2, change.net is another one, or you could just simply go to frenn.org.
Thank you. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've had that. That was Jason Frenn, Power to Change. Go into his site, download his information, share your information, read his book, and to just support what Jason has said. The power that we have as human beings is supported by the power that God has given us. That is our mission. That is our purpose. That is our reason for being. Find your truth. Find your purpose. Find your uniqueness. But believe in our purpose as a human being on this earth to make a difference, to impact the world, and to do it with love and the power that only God knows how to give. I am thankful to have you on the show. I am thankful you listened, and I look forward to just continuing on this journey, seeing you go forward, bringing distinctions, awareness, testimonies, authors, leaders, people who are about changing where we are as a society, making a difference, impacting our world for the better. This is Sandra Bueno. Until next time.